今天咱们来聊聊应届生的面试中那些刁钻的问题。更有意思的是，咱们来增加下难度。今天咱们来聊聊英语面试。别看是英文，这里面的思路可对中文的面试也有大大的帮助呢。Question number one, tell me about yourself. 很多面试的第一个问题都是 tell me about yourself. 很多同学会觉得这个容易啊，开放式问题嘛，从我出生到现在，我想说什么就说什么呗，对吧？ No, no, no. Tell me about yourself. 这一道题啊，实际上它真正的意思是 what makes you the best candidate? 回答这个问题的时候可千万别没完没了。应该的答题时间是一分钟左右，最多两分钟。你可以从 education and career experience 这两个角度来说，千万别说什么兴趣爱好。你可以从学习和工作的经历当中选择几个有代表性的点来说明为什么你适合这份工作。说完可以询问一下面试官他们是否需要一些 details。 Question number two, What are your vocational plans?What are your vocational plans? Vocational plan 的意思呢，就是职业规划。那和这个问题类似的一个常见问法呢，就是 Where do you want to be 5 years from now? 那关于这一个问题啊，我听到最多的回答就是 In management. 我每次听到这个回答的时候，我都一股火，我脑子里边就会有一连串的这个问题，比如说 What do you think is the definition of management? What do you think is the manager's prime responsibility? A manager in what areas?用中文说管理，你想管理谁呀？那不能说 management， 我们能说些什么呢？我现在给大家一个比较通用的一个 sample answer 吧。比如你可以这样说 ：My vocational plans are that I want to get ahead. To do that, I must be able to channel my energies and expertise into those areas my industry and employer need.So, in a couple of years' time, I hope to have become a thorough professional with a clear understanding of the company, the industry, and where the biggest challenges and therefore opportunities lie. By that time, my goals for the future should be sharply defined.
其实呢，就是要告诉面试官你的目标是不断的进步，但是因为我现在知道的不多，我不会盲目的说我未来要什么，我会通过几年的学习跟努力找到适合我的职业发展路径。
Question number three, what university did you attend and why did you choose it?
你上的什么大学没有背后的原因重要，当然大学也重要了，不过你都到了面试这一步，就证明你的大学是 OK 的。那面试官问这个问题的目的呢，是 examine your reasoning process. 记得哈，要说这个大学是你自己的选择，千万别说是父母之命，更别说是调剂。那举个例子吧，你可以这样来说，I went to Manchester University in Manchester City. It was a choice based on practicality. I wanted a university that would give me a good education and prepare me for the real world. It has a good record for turning out students fully prepared to take on responsibilities in the real world. It is a big university, and it has certainly taught me some big lessons about the value of accounting in the real world of business. Okay?
那如果面试官接着问你的父母在你选择专业跟学校的时候起到了什么样的作用，注意了，他是在研究你的成熟度，那你最好说 The choice was mine, though I did seek the advice of my parents once I made my selection, and they supported my decision.
告诉面试官我自己做了决定之后有征求父母的意见，那他们是支持我的决定的。
Question number four. We've tried to hire people from your university before, and they never seem to work out. What makes you different?
这个问题的目的啊，其实就是想要 test your poise and analytical skills. 也就是说，考官想考核的呢，是你遇到棘手问题的时候能否泰然自若的回答，还有就是能不能展现一个清晰的分析能力。那千万别一听到问题就马上开始推销自己哈，不要轻易回答，这可能是个坑。面试官只说了你的校友有问题，但是我们并不知道是什么问题，以及是什么导致了这个问题。所以呢，你可以礼貌地问一下。
First, may I ask you exactly what problems you've had with people from this background?
先搞清是什么问题，甚至这个问题是否是真实存在的，然后再告诉考官 how you are different.否则呀，估计你说个几句话，面试官就会说了
Well, that's what everyone else said before I employed them. You haven't showed me that you are different.
所以呢，千万别没搞清楚状况就盲目回答了。 Question number 5. What are some of the things you learned at university that could be used on the job?
很多人的回答呢都是说自己学了哪些专业课程，是没错， but it can't be all of it.
你有没有想过呀，应聘这个岗位的很多都是跟你相同或者相似专业的，那每个人的回答岂不都是一样的吗？
其实呢，这一道题面试官真正想听的是你的 real world skills， 所以你应该解释的是大学的这一段经历教会了你什么。
In other words, how the experience of university honed your relevant professional behaviors.
所以呢，你可以这样来说 ：Within my subject, I tried to pursue those courses that had most practical relevance, such as A, B, C, D.
在这里列举一些跟这份工作最相关的一些课程。然后别停在这儿，接着说。However, the greatest lessons I learned were the importance of
在这儿啊，列举一些 professional behaviors。
那哪些可以算是 professional behaviors 呢？比如说像 ethics， 像 honesty、dedication、teamwork 等等，这些都可以说。那说的之后呢，记得要给例子。
Question number 6. Do you like routine tasks or regular hours?
面试官也是过来人呐，他肯定知道年轻人意气风发的想做大事，绝大多数年轻人都是讨厌那些乏味的例行程序和朝九晚五一成不变的生活的。那这么多年来呢，他们见过的年轻人呢，估计多是慢慢的被磨的，不得不接受这才是真正的生活。那既不能说不喜欢朝九晚五，因为明知道考官会不满意这个答案的，又不能简单的说喜欢朝九晚五，显得自己不思上进。那我们这一道题可以怎么说呢？
你可以这样说 ，Yes, I appreciate the need for routine, that I expect a fair amount of routine assignments before I'm entrusted with the more responsible ones, and that is why I'm preparing to accept it as necessary.
那在面试当中呢，既要告诉面试官你意识到 routine tasks 是工作中的必须内容，也要告诉他你是希望从 routine tasks 当中学到一些东西，然后逐渐的成长，直到自己能够完成一些不 routine 的工作的。
Question number 7. Can you take instructions without feeling upset or hurt?
这个呀，其实是一个 manageability question. 如果面试官觉得别人说什么你都会理解成被攻击，或者是别人一指出你的毛病你就发毛，那你肯定不会被录取。即便被录取了，在任何一个环境下也待不长。那怎么才能高大上地回答这个问题呢？
你可以这样说 ,Yes, I can take instruction, and more importantly, I can take constructive criticism without feeling hurt. Even with the best intent, I'll still make mistakes, and at times, someone will have to put me back on the right track. I know that if I ever expect to rise in the company, I must first prove myself to be manageable.
回答当中啊，要告诉面试官你可以接受批评和积极的去理解这些批评。最后呢，我们要直接的说出面试官最想听的话 ,I am manageable。所以啊，获得面试官好感的关键呢，就是你要知道他的问题到底想问什么，然后给出正面积极的回答。
Question number 8. What type of position are you interested in?
这一题啊，也是一个坑，也是勾引你说 management 呢。那注意了，你应该说的是你申请的这个岗位，也就是这个 entry level position. OK? 那我们来举个例子吧。
I'm interested in an entry level position that will enable me to learn this business inside and out, and will give me the opportunity to grow when I prove myself either on a professional or a managerial ladder.
回答呢要脚踏实地，而且也要体现出你对成长还有对未来的期望。
Question number 9. Do you think your exam results should be considered by first employers?
如果你是学霸，那显然是要说 yes 了。那如果你的分数差强人意的话呢，你就要好好想一想怎么回答这一题了。如果我成绩一般的话，我会这样说。
Of course, an employer should take everything into consideration, and along with the results will be an evaluation of willingness and manageability and understanding of how business works and actual work experience. Combined, such experience and professional skills can be more valuable than results alone.
看一个人是否适合一个工作呀，应该综合的考虑，包括对这份工作的渴望，还有这个人的一管理程度，以及他对这个行业的了解，还有工作经验等等。记得哈，在列举这些因素的时候，要选择你具备的这些条件来说。